The divine in me knows the way at all times. The divine in me knows the way at all times. So often we search for how to do things. We search how to write a book. We search how to cook a meal. We search how to be harmonious with our friends and neighbors. We search how to live a happy life. We search how to be abundant, how to be rich, how to be famous, how to do all these things. We're searching, 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 searching. And we're always searching. Now, how do we go about knowing all things? The divine in me knows the way at all times. If I listen to the divine in me, I will never fail. If I listen to the divine in me, I will never struggle to figure out how to do things. If I listen to the divine in me, I will never have a problem understanding what is my highest and best. If I listen to the divine in me, I will always be on the right track. As I listen to the divine in me, I will always know what is the right thing to do at the right time. And I will never fail. Now, that sounds like a pretty good program, doesn't it? Never fail. Well, as I listen to the divine in me, I will never fail. I will never have a problem. I will never misunderstand, and I'll never be misunderstood. If I listen to the divine in me, I will do that which is always for my highest and best. If I listen to the divine in me, I will always know that which is my great and wonderful purpose in life. Now, do you know your great and wonderful purpose in life? Do you know what is your highest and best? Do you know what is the right thing for you to do at all times? Do you know who you are? Do you know that now and always? Do you know who you are? Do you know what your purpose is in life? Do you know what your goal is in life? Do you know who you are? What is your highest and best? What is the greatest and most glorious thing that you can do? The divine in me knows, and the divine in me knows the way at all times. The divine in me always knows. And I turn to the divine in me and let the divine in me guide me and lead me and show me the way. We have a statement that I have used for a zillion years. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, this is not presuming any intellectual knowledge. It's not presuming any foreknowledge, or it's not presuming something that's not available. It's presuming something that is truly always available, always right there on top, out in the open, for me to have to guide me in the way that is my highest and best. I'd like to be wealthy. Well, start practicing being wealthy. Wealthy is not investing in stocks and bonds. It's not investing in things that will bring back great returns. Perhaps the thing that brings back the greatest return is to say that I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. If we choose to do anything in life, be it stocks and bonds, be it investment, having the right job, having the right place in the world, being just independently wealthy, and it doesn't have to depend on anything. It doesn't have to depend on anything. You don't have to be a Bill Gates, and you don't have to be a Warren Buffett. You can just be that fantastic being who you are by saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. The divine in me knows the way at all times. So, as I turn my attention to the divine in me, and as I turn my attention to my highest and best, as I turn my attention to the way in me, then I will walk smoothly along the path to the accomplishment of all the great and wonderful things that I choose to do, all the great and wonderful things that I choose to experience in my life. I will walk along that path, and that path will be my path. Oh, there will be others on the path too, you can be sure, but it will be my path. And I'll not be looking at what others do. I'll not be looking at how others accomplish their good, how others become wealthy and how others become healthy and how others become happy and hearty. I look at my path. I look at my unique, special, wonderful, glorious path of how I express the divinity within me. This is true for every being that exists. It's true for every atom on the face of the earth or wherever. It's true for every atom. Every atom has its perfect place, its perfect purpose, its perfect direction in life. Every atom. And because every atom has its perfect direction in life, it goes that direction. Because every atom knows what its perfect place is, it follows it. It's like the stem cells. The stem cells come unprogrammed, just an open cell, and we tell those cells what we want them to be. We say, I am happy. I am joyous. I am free now all the time. I love me. I love me. I love me. I love the world. I love everything. I am fantastic. I am marvelous. I am wonderful. Yes. As we make these mantras our mantras, as we make these statements our statements, as we make these critiques in life, who we really are, then that is what we really are. And that's all we really are, because it's all that matters. Nothing else matters in our life except to be ourselves and have fun. Nothing else matters in life except to be the divine in me, and the way is known at all times. I know the divine in me. The divine in me knows the way at all times, and I live the divine in me. I live the divine in me, and I express the divine in me, and the divine in me shines forth in all areas of my life. And I am fantastic. I am happy. I am filled with joy. Everything in life is marvelous, beautiful, glorious. Who I am. Yes, that's all that matters. And that's what matters for you, and that's what matters for me. Now, are you ready to be that right now today? Are you ready to be the magnificent being that you are right now today? Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm ready. I'm ready to live in that pattern today, which is my reality. I'm ready to live in that reality today, which is my truth. I'm ready to live in the allness that I am. I'm ready to do that now. And as I'm ready to do it, then the way is open before me. I keep my attention on the idea that it's the divine in me. It's the divine pathway, the divine purpose, the divine essence in me. The undifferentiated stem cell is waiting to do whatever we tell it to do. And if we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, the stem cells are all going to be living in their ideal spirit, mind, and body to accomplish that good, the perfect heart, the perfect lungs, the perfect ears, the perfect eyes, the perfect nose, the perfect everything about the body, every organ, action, function of the body is perfect because it is its divine purpose. It is its divine function. It is its divine reality. And that's all that it is. That's all that it ever can be. And that's what you are. And that's what I am. And that's what makes the difference in this world. What makes the difference in this world to you? What makes the difference in this world to you is what makes you who you are. What makes you who you are? Well, what makes you who you are is that you are glorious. You are fantastic. You are magnificent. You are beyond belief. You have never known that before. And that is the spirit within you, the joy within you, the marvelous qualities within you, the wholeness within you, the goodness within you. And that's all that matters, isn't it? That's truly all that matters. The divine in me knows the way at all times, and I listen to the divine within me. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. The divine in me knows the way at all times, And I follow that way with all of my heart, my soul, and my being. I follow that way, and I am successful in all areas of my life. And I outpicture that divine goal, that divine purpose, that divine essence that I really am. And I do it now and forevermore. Oh, I love me, I love me, I love me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I love you. I love you. I love you.